You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. As we discussed earlier in the show, the future of the school year in Texas is uncertain, but, you know, this is hardly just one long spring break. It certainly doesn't feel like that to a lot of kids. In fact, quite the opposite. For some little ones used to play dates and fun and games and jumpy gyms and this sort of thing, this can be a scary time. What, we can't go to the movies? Uncertainty about the future, the change in routine, missing their friends, it can all take a toll. Question is, how do you talk to your kids about something like coronavirus without further alarming them? With some pointers, Dr. Jeff Temple. He's professor and psychologist at UT Medical Branch in Galveston. Dr. Temple, welcome back to the Texas Standard. Good to talk with you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, David.
Obviously, this will vary depending on age, but already, you know, some of us who listen to news and consume quite a lot of it have encountered that question. Dad, what's a pandemic? What's the best way to explain what's going on to young children?
Well, I think first and foremost is to be honest and accurate with them and truthful. And this will, like you said, depend on their age. But I do think being honest and accurate is really important. Kids are a lot smarter than we think. They're consuming the same information that we're consuming. They're overhearing our conversations. They're picking up on our anxieties. So I think it's okay to be honest. And in this situation, it's not a terrible thing. It's saying, you know, for little kids, it's comparing it to the flu, but it's a little bit more serious, and we need to stay at home, and you know, walking that line between being honest but not scaring them. So if you're talking to them, and if you're especially anxious, I would wait a little while, let yourself calm down a little bit so they don't pick up on that. With middle schoolers, with high schoolers, you can explain the science behind it and why it's important to social distance and flattening the curve, and they can understand that.
You know, I want to get more to teens and tweens in just a second, but I want to come back to something that you were talking about. You know, when sometimes when you hear something, say, on public radio, and they're talking through a particularly scary, like the number of people who have died as a result of coronavirus, I sort of wonder whether or not it's the duty of a parent to shield kids from that information, or does that run counter to the spirit of transparency that you sort of want to maintain? I guess a lot of this depends on the age of the child, of course, but how do you know whether or not to sort of protect your child by not allowing them to be exposed to some of these ideas in the media?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I think one of the things that you said caught my attention, and that is having the news on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is not really, not only not healthy for an adult, but we should shield our kids all ages from that, and you know, get an appropriate amount of news, however you might get it. But there's no reason that especially young kids needs to hear that over and over again about the statistical counts of who's dying and how many people are dying. And so that first and foremost is limit their exposure to that type of news. And then with respect to talking about them, certainly it depends on the age. There's not a whole lot of sense of striking their fears and anxieties and talking about how many people are dying mm-hmm. with young children. With middle schoolers and high schoolers, you could be more nuanced about it and talk, yes, the death rate is increasing, but you know, that we have to look at this from a global point of view, who's being exposed, you know, the immunocompromised, older individuals, which does not make it okay, because these, you know, these kids have grandparents mm-hmm, and parents mm-hmm. and older teachers, but for their own safety, that, you know, it's pretty rare for kids to get infected with this illness, especially severely ill. So, you know, that's part of that transparency and honesty and accuracy, is that the threat to them, the kids themselves, is mm-hmm. very small.
You know, already getting to the tweens and teens, they're getting a lot of information from their friends and certainly from social media, which brings us to the question, there's a lot of screen time happening in households across Texas right now. It's just, you know, a lot of parents don't know what to do with their kids. I mean, is there a good rule of thumb on limiting exposure? what is the received wisdom at the moment?
So I'll tell you what, the American Academy of Pediatrics has, you know, thanks for screen times for all ages, for young kids, tweens, teens. I think that all goes out the window. You know, kids are bored. They can't do a whole lot of stuff, and it is perfectly acceptable. As a psychologist, as I am, I would give permission to parents to throw the screen time rules out the window for the next couple months.
They're going to love that. But this is certainly unlike anything many of us have lived through, and I feel like a lot of folks are feeling like they're in uncharted territory, which raises a question of long-term effects. I mean, is it possible that what we are going through now, that these events may affect kids' emotional health on downrange, or a sense of well-being on down the road? And is there any way to mitigate that, the effects of this stress on our kids?
There is going to be long-term consequences, but I will say that kids in this generation have grown up with kind of scary times as it is. With climate change, they have been exposed to natural disasters at a higher rate. They're going to be exposed to illnesses at a higher rate, and all the things that come along with these global warming. And so they have unfortunately grown up with this fear, and this will be what an additional one. So I think that there are some things that we can do to mitigate it, and that goes along with any anxieties and any frustrations, and that is practicing healthy coping mechanisms, which will vary by age, but it is things like deep breathing exercise and mindfulness and being present and being able to not worry about the what ifs. And that takes practice, and that takes good parenting and sometimes good psychology, but that's what's gonna we're gonna need to mitigate the short and long-term consequences of things like the coronavirus or climate change.
Since families are perhaps feeling isolated, any tips on other things that we can do, talk about, perhaps get our kids' mind off of what's happening with what's happening outside of our homes?
Yeah, there's been quite a few things that have come across my desk that has been pretty neat. So there's virtual tours and field trips of quite a bit of things worldwide. I think the Louvre has one, Versailles has one. There's different things like that where you can take these virtual field trips. It's okay to go outside as long as you keep your distance from people. So outdoor activities, to a certain extent, are still allowable. Just as long as we practice social distancing, which I actually I'm going to revert back to an earlier part of the conversation and giving kids of all ages the agency and the power to do something to help prevent the spread of this disease, which is washing your hands and coughing into your elbow and giving people elbow bumps if you run into people, but also social distancing and that they can be part of the solution and giving them that power.
Dr. Jeff Temple is professor and psychologist at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston. Dr. Temple, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me, David.